Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast, your daily dose of all the market action well before the market begins. Well, it's been good tidings for us. So yesterday, after 3 days of losing, the market actually had a phenomenal rally. The Nifty is now approaching the 10,900 mark, but a lot of traders believe that it would not be prudent to chase this rally right now, considering in the past the market has fallen almost 9 times from this 10,900 mark. So it has proven to be quite a stiff resistance zone. But let's see, most of the cues are positive. So you have buying from FIIs and DIIs, that's the foreign and the domestic community. FIIs bought 160 crores in cash, DIIs bought 417 odd crores. In fact, in the F&O market as well, there has been big buying. So there was about 2,100 crores of buying. You have decent cues coming in from the global space as well. The Dow is up 155 odd points. Netflix had a huge move after hiking its membership by 13 to 18%. So guys, get ready to pay more for your Netflix subscription. Well, I don't think anyone would mind that, considering it's become a staple diet in most households. However, Brent crude is back at $60 a barrel on hopes of a Chinese economic stimulus. And Asia is mixed this morning because investors are reacting to the fresh Brexit uncertainties. Remember, UK leader Theresa May has suffered a defeat on her Brexit divorce deal. So that has caused a bit of turbulence across the markets. Now, in terms of our own cues, we have, the rest of the week is pretty hectic in terms of earnings. So tomorrow you have HUL and Reliance Industries that comes out with their numbers. On Friday, you have Wipro with its earnings, and on Saturday there's HDFC Bank. So a lot of large caps coming out with their numbers this week. Well, talking about earnings, in today's trade, Zee Entertainment will be in focus. The numbers were good. The revenue growth was healthy at 18% and ad revenue growth of almost 22% odd. Can't say the same for KPIT Technologies though. Earnings were well below expectations. The profits were down almost 30% and the revenue was down 2%. A couple of other stocks like Dell Networks may also react poorly to their numbers. Net loss of 31 crores is what Dell Networks posted. Keep an eye on Jet Airways. It will continue to be in focus as the lenders will meet today to finalize a resolution plan. IDFC First Bank will be listing today. And in terms of pharma stocks, if you are interested, Dr. Reddy's will be in focus after the US FDA has completed the audit of the Srikakulam formulation plant with 4 observations. Now, there are some results today as well. There's Mindtree, Motilal Oswal, DCB Bank and HT Media that come out with their numbers. All in all, guys, this buy on dip strategy has definitely worked in the market. However, today may not be the best day to chase after the mammoth rally that we saw yesterday. In any case, have a great trading day and hope you make lots of money. Do stay tuned into CNBC TV 18 for all the live market action.